Good morning, everyone. Nice to see you all again. Put too many things around my neck, I get nervous. So I'll leave that alone. I'm thankful for what we heard last night. The subject of abiding in Christ is monumental. It's like a beautiful diamond with so many different facets to it. You don't really know how to approach it. Which facet is more important than the other? And to speak on one aspect of it, you still leave so many other aspects out. And so the danger is you don't speak about it at all. It's too large, it's too wonderful to even approach. But it's well that we start someplace. And when I heard of your theme of abiding in Christ, I knew that Brother Yu would take all the good verses. So I didn't know what to do. And so I thought of some other ways to maybe approach it. And then I was hearing our themes of abiding in Christ. Maybe you missed the point. But I really didn't. So what I would like to do in the three sessions that I have is I would like to speak about abiding in Christ. But I'm going to try to come in through another facet. And I hope that it makes sense to you by the time I finish. Now, it is true that without Him, we can do nothing. We need Him to help us to hear. We need Him to help us to speak. We need Him to take the truth that we hear and make it real to us. And when we abide in Him, and when He abides in us, we have a better chance of having that happen. And so it's my desire that Jesus will speak to your heart. And that His Word will become precious to us. More than ever before. That we will hear His Word. And those words will strengthen us and enable us to better abide in Him. Ever since I've been a very little boy, the church that I grew up in, the pastor used to say very often, nothing is important but Jesus and abiding in Him. If I heard that once, I must have heard it a thousand times. Nothing is important but Jesus and abiding in Him. And that's true. And I know you found that out. Many of you have. Nothing is important but Jesus. And living and abiding and dwelling in Him. If you have a Bible, I would like you to turn with me to the 11th chapter of John's Gospel. John chapter 11 is a familiar story. You probably heard it often. It's kind of a fascinating story that we like to tell.
And this is a real story that took place in the life and ministry of Jesus. This is not a parable. And I'm not trying to make it a parable this morning. I'm not trying to
know.
It's a real story of raising a man named Lazarus from the dead. But I think that in this story we can find some truths about abiding in Jesus. See, I believe that many people, many Christian people, do not abide in Him. We know about Him. We love Him. We love Him. We're glad to be at the conference. We're at the church. And we have Him living in our hearts. But we haven't gone far enough to really have an aspiration or a desire to abide in Him. It's not because it's not taught in the Bible. And it's not because it's not clear. The chapter that we read last night, John 13, is very clear. But you said to us a couple of times it's easily understood. So what's our problem? It's not cognitive, it's not that we don't understand. Oh, then why don't we bring forth the fruit, the more fruit, the fruit that will remain? Or maybe we should say, why don't we bring it forth in the way that we are asked to or called upon to in the Word of God? I think the answer is quite simple to that question. Because we don't want to bad enough. We're just not interested. We want Jesus to bless us. Oh yeah, bless us, Lord, bless us now. Give me a better job. Bigger house. Get rid of my rats in my room. We want the Lord to do all those things for us. And you know, sometimes just because He's merciful, He does. But He's looking for us to bring forth fruit that will glorify
Him.
Now, all through the Bible you read that. We're going to read it in John 11 in a moment. But all through the Bible you read that. Before Jesus went back to His Father in John 17, He prayed, Father, You're in me and I'm in You. Now I want that we be in them. And that they, meaning you and I, that they be in us. Jesus' great desire is for you to abide in Him as He abides in His Father. And then in that prayer, John 17, he went on to pray that the world may know. Your reason for abiding in Him isn't so that you could show your fruit off. Yeah, on display. Let's see. Let's try again. Scratch it from the record, erase it from the tape. Your purpose for being is not to show off. It's not. No, no. You're not to show off your fruit to one another. Oh, look at all the fruit dropping from my branches. Look at that. Free fruit.
We want to
be glorified. So He wants you to abide in Him so that you bring forth fruit, that He be glorified in and through your life. So that the world may see Jesus in you. Because nothing is important but Jesus and abiding in Him. And without Him, we can't do it.
除了他，我们不能做什么。
We need to live a constant, consistent abiding in Christ.
我们必须持续地住在基督里。
Okay, so I said the reason why we don't is because we don't want to.
所以我说了，我们为什么不结果子，主要是因为我们不愿意。
And maybe the reason we don't want to is because it's hard to.
我们为什么不愿意呢？因为很痛苦。
It's too costly to abide in Him.
住在基督里要花很大的代价。
It's a price that needs to be paid for Him to be glorified in us.
因为要主耶稣在我们身上得荣耀，我们必须要付代价。
It means the end of you as you know yourself to be.
换句话说呢，我们就必须来到尽头。
I am crucified with Christ.
我必须与主同钉十字架。
I don't want to be crucified with anybody.
我不想跟任何人同钉。
And we shy away from the ideas of crucifixion, death alone, no death to me.
当我听到同钉十字架，死亡的时候，我们就会想到我。
I want Jesus to be in my life, but I don't want to live my life.
当我希望耶稣基督能够住在我里面，但是我的身体总是有的生活。当我的生活困难的时候呢，我觉得要向他祈求，他就可以帮我一把。But
it takes a long time for you to get there to say, not I, but Christ. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that lives in me.
所以对我们来说，必须要花一个很长的时间，我们才能够到达这个地步，说不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活，我如今活着是以身儿子的形式而活着。And
it's already done. If I'm against the Lord, we're ready to live.
除非我们愿意与主同死，否则我们没有办法与他同活。The
branch can't ever be plugged into the vine.
因为这个枝子呢，不能一半接在葡萄树上。
It's really not going to bring forth a whole lot of fruit if it's half severed and half connected.
如果这个枝子只是 半截在葡萄树上，没有办法结什么果。If
it's half branch and half vine, it's not very good.
如果它只是半截在上面的话，这并没有什么好。As
you crazy drop, so does the fruitfulness drop.
所以当这个不行的话，它也没办法结果子。If
you tend to Christ by a little bit, it brings forth the fruit.
如果我们跟耶稣基督只是一点点的接上的话，我们不可能结许多的果子。
That's where the withering and the dying comes in.
这就是为什么我们需要死。The
life is in the connection.
因为这样的话，我们的生命才能完全的连接。The
branch doesn't have life in itself.
因为这个枝子它本身没有生命。In
itself, the branch is dead.
换句话说，这个枝子呢，它本身就是它本身来说，它是死的。And
it's okay. It's supposed to be dead in itself.
所以这个枝子呢，如果它本身是死的，这个是对的，是好的。But
when the branch is united to the vine, it produces life, brings forth fruit because of its union with the vine.
但是呢，当这个枝子完全接在葡萄树上的时候，这个完全它就能够从葡萄树上得生命。
So if I can incite anyone or interest any of you to lay down something little for something greater, would you be interested?
如果我问你，叫你们放下一个小的东西，让你们可以得到更大的，你们愿意吗？
Anybody interested? Lots of you are.
很多人都愿意。
Let's make believe, and I know it's only make believe. Make believe you have $1 million in your pocket.
我们现在这边假设，OK，就是假装我们现在有100万在我们的口袋。
Anybody have $1 million in your pocket?
有没有人不仅有100万在口袋里？
Should you have $1 million in pocket with you?
有些人有100万在你的口袋。
I suggest you don't walk out of here by yourself after the meeting.
我建议你们去就收下一个人都支持。But
you know, they might not suppose that if you gave me your $1 million, I could give you $5 million.
但是如果我告诉你们，如果你们给我100万，我给你们500万。
How many of you would make that exchange?
有没有人愿意做这样子的交换？
Some of you wouldn't, some of you would, because some of you are saying, I'm not too sure he really is going to come across.
但是有些人不愿意，因为有些人不相信他真的可以去。他可能就拿了我100万走了。
Herein is my Father glorified. That's the whole story. It's not only the story of Lazarus, Martha, Mary, and anybody else. It's your story. God wants to be glorified in and through your life, your life. That's why He saved you and came into you. So that you might live your life in Him and bring forth fruit and glorify His name. To show forth the praise of Him who's called you from the darkness into His marvelous light. And just like Mary and Martha, good people, loving Jesus, but just like Mary and Martha, the last thing that we want is for anybody to die. Now, I'm not talking about physical death. I'm talking to you this morning about a death to yourself, spiritually. Where you die and take up your cross and follow Jesus every day. That thought to many of us, even those of us who love Jesus, is such an
interesting.
We don't want to lead towards death. We want to be better. We want to be intact. We want to be whole. We want to be natural men. And Jesus calls us to lose our lives, that He may be glorified. And so it says that when Jesus heard that, He said the sickness is not unto death, but that the Son may be glorified. He loved Martha, He loved Mary, He loved Lazarus, yet when He heard that Lazarus was sick, He stayed where He was 2 more days. And the greatest glory that can be brought to God will be not from healing Lazarus from a sickness and making him better, but that Lazarus was to die. As the story unfolds, Jesus tries to explain this to His disciples. Jesus says to His disciples in verse 11, our friend Lazarus is fallen asleep, but I'm going to go wake him up. And the disciples say, but that's a good thing if he's sleeping, he's going to get better. There's an expectation. Those of you that are sleeping, I don't see anybody, but if anybody's sleeping, the expectation is when you wake up, you're going to be better. And you see that the disciples have a hard time with this whole concept, this whole understanding. He's sick, he's falling asleep, but then he's falling asleep. But that's not what Jesus is talking about. He's not talking about falling asleep. I got a better way. You do that. I can make a whistle. He's not talking about just falling asleep. He's talking about his dead. He's gone. And so first Jesus in verse 14 speaks plainly to His disciples and He says, that, listen, Lazarus is dead. It's a good thing for your sake that I wasn't there so that you may believe. Well, let's go over and let's go call to Him. The disciples are so confused for some of you right now. Talking about I think that's dead. That's a good thing. I don't understand that. That's a good thing. I think that's a bad thing. He was sick. Now he's dead. Oh, we won't have to. We're glad he's dead. I don't understand what's going on. Now you're going to wake up and stop sleeping. He's dead. I don't understand. You can figure it out. Tell us. Thomas says something, Thomas says some things that I don't know sometimes, but I don't think he understands what he's saying here either, but I like what he says. Thomas makes a suggestion that I would like to now make to every one of you. Thomas says, okay, Jesus, Lazarus is dead. Let's go back and die with him. That would be okay if every one of us would say, okay, you know what, this morning, let's go die with Lazarus. I'm going to go lead the procession to death. Anybody going to follow? It's not a bad idea, it's a good idea. Again, understand, I'm not wishing any of you death physically. But do you understand how much better off we would all be if we were dead to ourselves? And that the life that we live is the life of Christ abiding in us as we're abiding in Him. That God may be glorified. I don't think Thomas knows what he's talking about, but he said a good thing. Let's go die with
Lazarus.
So they go out to the sepulcher. And I'm going to skip the middle part of the story there where Martha and Mary meet Jesus, and Martha talks with Jesus. In verse 34, it says there that they asked Jesus, where have you laid? Where have you put this corpse, Lazarus? And come and see, Lord, they replied, and Jesus wept. And then the Jews said, see how he loved him. But some of them said, could not he have opened the eyes of the blind man and kept this man from dying? The answer is yes. Jesus could have kept this man from dying. But the whole point from verse 1 and 2 is that the Son of Man wants to be glorified. And the greatest glory can be gotten if this man dies, so die. Yeah, I could have stopped it, but it's better that I don't. It's better that you acquiesce to going to death. But death itself is not morbid, spiritually speaking, because it only leads to the resurrection life, the life of Jesus. You mean that Jesus came out to where the cave was and he asked him to take away the stone?
Jesus
said, he can't have both these things.
到圣诞当中，听说要把这个石头挪开。
我
跟他说，已经死了四天了，这个尸体都臭了。
That is a good thing. That is a good thing. You know, well, let's tell the story. And that is a good thing. And so Jesus says to them, please take away the stone.
但是耶稣说呢，把石头挪开。
So they move the stone away.And Jesus cries out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And it says that the dead man came out. See, the dead man wasn't dead anymore, the dead man came to life. The dead man had died, but the dead man wasn't dead anymore, the dead man was now alive.But this was different. Yes, it was physical life, but this was a different physical life. This was a new life. This was a resurrection life. This was the life of Christ that came into Lazarus. He abides in you. You live that life. Live out thy life within me, O Jesus, King of Kings.Live out your resurrection life, your overcoming life, your glorious life. Live out in me that you may be glorified. Then and only then can you show forth to the world the praises of God that has called you to show forth.
里面以后，我们才能够把他的生命活出来，就像当诗歌唱的，从我里面活出你的生命，活出这个复活的生命、得胜的生命、荣耀的生命，这样子世人才能够因此而把荣耀和称赞都归给父神。
So Lazarus comes out of the tomb.
所以呢，他就从坟墓里出来。
His feet are bound.
他的脚被捆住。
And he's walking around the streets.
脸上是包着血迹。
He comes out.
所以他要唱得出来的。
He is alive.
But he is alive.
I don't mean anything in the Bible about smell.
The scripture doesn't say that his
smell
is bad.
He is alive. A whole new person.
Because he is a new person. Because he is a
new person. And now he is called to walk in that newness of life.
And now he is called to walk in that newness of life. And now he is called to walk in that newness of life.
To abide in Christ.And to live by that life of Christ. But the poor guy's all tied up. He can't lose it. He's like, he's a bunch. And this everybody is just watching and looking. Maybe they're afraid to untie him. They never make see the dead man come to life again.
他们
不敢去把他打开，从来没有看过一个
死人复活。所以呢，终于主耶稣说：“你们解开他，让他先走。”
Let him go do what?
让他解开行走以后做什么？
Let him go fishing?
让他去打鱼吗？
Let him go back home to work? Or go where? Do what?
他打开以后让他去哪里做什么？
Let him go and bring forth fruit that will glorify me.
让他去。多结果子，把荣耀归给神。
And it might be fishing, it might be going back home, it might be going shopping, it might be going on vacation. Wherever he goes, let him go, let him glorify me.
不管他是去捕鱼，他是回家，他是买东西，不管他到哪里，让他去，结果子来荣耀我。
Because the life that had come to Lazarus was the life of Christ.
因为，重新进入拉撒路里面的生命是耶稣的生命。
And there was all kinds of fruit, so.You can imagine these people saw Lazarus walk down the block.
He was dead, but he's got new life. Jesus came to that corpse and raised him to walk in newness of life and abide in Christ. 那我告诉你们发生了什么事情，他死了，但是耶稣来使他复活，并且给了他复活的生命，他现在能够在复活的信仰里面过生活。
And so those grave clothes were taken off of wherever Lazarus went.
他的那个捆绑的布呢，都已经被揭下来了。
He was bringing glory to the Father.
然后他现在能够可以把荣耀归给父神。
How about me? How about you?
那你呢？我呢？
Are we dead? Or are we still alive? Are we still, oh, how great I am? Oh, this is all. I'm going to make disciples after myself because you don't know them either. You're nothing. Without him, you can do nothing. You must decrease.
你必须减少。
No, you must die.
不是，你必须死。
So that he may increase.
所以他能够兴旺，能够增加。
So that he can be glorified.
所以他能够得着荣耀。
And so the story goes on, and it says that every place, verse 45, therefore many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and had seen what Jesus did put their faith in Jesus.
所以在这里我们就看见许多人他们来把一个。
I don't know. I don't know if Lazarus said anything.
我不知道在这里拉撒路到底说了些什么话吗
？But because of the life in him, because of his abiding in Christ.
但是因着他里面的生命，他住在基督里。
And the life of Jesus that dwells in him, that resurrection life.
但是因耶稣的生命，复活的生命住在他里面。
Just by simply abiding in him.
只是单纯的。住在他里面
ceasing from his own works,
提起他过去的
losing his own life,
失去舍掉他过去的生命
the life of Christ was being manifest and God was being glorified.
耶稣的生命就能够在他里面被彰显而神得来荣耀
We need to go back to Cupertino.
当我们回到 Cupertino,
or Nebraska,
或是回到 Nebraska,
or China.
或者回到中国，不管
你
你们从哪里来，纽约、
New York、or wherever you may be from, Philadelphia, you got Philadelphians here?
或是从北京来的
，Baltimore people here too?
或是
all the guys, wherever you come from,
不管你从哪里来
，wouldn't it be spectacular?
这样会不会是非常的
When people saw you coming.They remark that there's a man, there's a woman that lives by the life of Christ.
他们会说，这是一个男人，不是一个女人。
Where they see Jesus,
他们这是生命而活。
Where they see Jesus in you.
他们能够从你的身上看见主耶稣。
Now the early disciples had said that the people that they went to and visited, wherever they traveled, they took note that those disciples had been to Jesus.
就像圣经里讲。讲的当门徒他们到各处去传道的时候，人家就说这些人是跟过耶稣的。
Because it wasn't Peter or James or John or the men that were walking through the corridors and the streets, but it was Christ in them as they abided in Him.
因为当这些门徒住在基督里的时候，当他们走在街上的时候，不再是彼得啊，跟过约翰走在街上，而是耶稣。
So at the beginning of the 12th chapter.I didn't go that far on your screen here, but beginning the 12th chapter, you find that they had a party in the house of Lazarus.
So, in the 12th chapter, we see that in Lazarus's house, there's a party.
It was a party that was hosted by Martha and Mary and Lazarus, and it was to honor Jesus. That's expected. That's what you would expect to happen. That's what you would have done. That's what you do. What you do is you host parties where Jesus is honored and Jesus is the guest.
我们也在这样说，我们会宴，我以耶稣来开一个宴席啊，就是。
Wherever you gather, you bring people together, and you make much over Jesus.
我们会请人来，然后来体验出做实
际。The other end, you glorify him, you want him to be exalted.
因为我们希望耶稣在这里的荣耀被高举。
So they have this gathering together there in their home, and they brought together some people just to glorify Jesus.
所以在这里呢，他们都有这些集体人来高举耶稣。
And that's where Mary comes in and anoints Jesus' feet. But in verse 9 of the same chapter, a large crowd of Jews find out that Jesus is there at that house. And when they find out that Jesus is there, they come to that house because he's there, but not only for that reason, it says in that verse 9. But they come also to see Lazarus.
那这些犹太人呢？他们知道耶稣在这里就来，但是他们来不只是要看耶稣，因为他们也要来看那个从死里复活的拉撒路。
Herein is my Father glorified.
所以呢，我父就因此得荣耀。
That should bring forth fruit.
因为当你们结出果子。
Many of the Jews believed because they saw what Jesus had done.
因为许多犹太人，他们因为看见耶稣所行的，就信了他。
Was Jesus glorified before Lazarus was raised? Yes, absolutely.
是的，在拉撒路复活之前，耶稣已经得荣耀。
Is Jesus King of Kings and Lord of Lords and glorified without or with you? Absolutely.
耶稣是万王之王，万主之主，没有我们才叫他得荣耀。
But I think it's pretty neat that I have a part to play in just lifting him a little higher.
但是呢，当我这样子想说，我也可以以参与，在这里更积极，他能够更有高举一点，更帅一点。
Oh, Lord, be glorified, be glorified in my life, my school, church, whatever. Be glorified Sunday.Or someday, but how about today? You don't have to say all that. But isn't that what we want? Jesus, in my life, you be glorified. Jesus, in my house, my home, you be glorified.Lord, in our church, you be glorified. How? By our singing the song? Because you all brought a Bible? How should we be glorified? Well, I would suggest that he's glorified because you've made way for him to abide in you and you to abide in him.
主耶稣的荣耀呢？除非是我们让他住在我们里面，而我们也住在他里面。
And so other people are seeing Jesus in you.
所以别人呢，就能够从我们身上看见主。
Because we're more fruit that redounds to His glory.
因为我们就多结果子，使父得荣耀。
Because of the joy and the peace and the answer to prayer and the keeping of His word, these things that are byproducts of our abiding in Him.The people see that and they glorify Him.
Because we are in
Christ,
our prayers
show
peace
and life. And so wherever Lazarus is, wherever he goes,
it
really specifies it doesn't really matter.
Because
wherever he is, he's glorifying God.And that can be your experience too. See, but we need to make way for the life of Jesus to be lived out in us. And the way to make way is to stop living yourself. To be willing to die with Christ. We'd like to do that for you this morning. In a greater way. And you'd like to do that tomorrow and the next day and when we leave the mountain and at work or school
You'd like to do that continually every day in your life.
他希望如此来为我们成就今天、明天、后天、我们下山以后每一天。
That's why the Apostle Paul says, "I die every day."
这就是为什么使徒保罗说我是天天向死死。
This is nothing that you do to make the life start. The only thing you do is get out of the way.
我们其实呢，我们所要做的呢，不是如何让这个生命来活，而是说我们能够让路、让开。
And when I get out of the way and plug into the vine, then the life just flows because that's what happens.
那我们真的是自己呢让开的时候，我们就可以完全的接上主耶稣的生命，让他的生命从我们里面流出来。
I don't have to try to make the life flow. I don't have to turn on the faucet.
我们不需要很努力的让这个生命流入，我们不需要有个开关或者开个水龙头。
Just need to plug in.
我们只需要接上。
And then the fruit comes.
那果子就出来了。
Because we are abiding life.
因为我们住在他里面。
And God's glorified.
神因此得荣耀。
Now you say, "Oh yeah, I don't know if I buy into all that."
你们想说啊，我不太确定这样子的
说法。You're taking a story here about a guy that died and rose again. You're trying to make it into something that is not.
你这边就把一个人从死里复活的故事，然后把它讲成另外一个事实。
I don't think I am, but if you still think that, then you just stick with me for another 5 or 10 minutes.
如果你有这样子的想法的话，那我们可以说5到10分钟。
Because Jesus keeps on going with this, and then he says something about himself, which is the same thing that Lazarus is experiencing.
那因为耶稣呢，故事继续下去，耶稣他讲他自己，跟跟他故事一样的。
In verse 3, Jesus goes into the city of Jerusalem on a triumphal entry, and then in verse 23 of the 12th chapter, Jesus says, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." That is Jesus to be glorified.
因为在第十二章，耶稣进了耶路撒冷凯旋进京之后，在第23节，他怎么说？耶稣说，人子得荣耀的时候到了。
Remember, he said that Lazarus' sickness and death was for the glory of God. Jesus moves away from that experience, goes into the city of Jerusalem, and begins to talk to his disciples about now it's my time.
然后呢，耶稣他离开了这个地方，进入耶路撒冷，对他的门徒说：“现在呢，是我要死，快我要死。”
Now it's time for me to be glorified.
现在也是我人子得荣耀的时候。
And in so being glorified, bring glory to the Father.
人子因着得荣耀呢，他就可以把荣耀归给父神。
And Jesus been doing that all his life. Yes, in a measure he has been.
我相信啊，耶稣这一生已经一直不断的在荣耀父神。
But Jesus just come and live the life that he lived and heal the people that he healed and spoke the messages and sermons that he delivered and help the people as he did. Would that have been really to the glory of God, as God would have wanted to be glorified?
我也在想说，如果耶稣来在这个地上，只是过他的生活，传道、医病、赶鬼、做这些事情。他所带领父神的荣耀是父神原先就期盼的荣耀吗？
Jesus' life was perfect, but in order for God to be most greatly glorified, Jesus had to die.
耶稣虽然过了一个完全完美的生活，但是为了要让父神得到最高的荣耀，耶稣必须死。
And it's not much different with you.
都对我们也是一
样。Your life might be very good.
现在你们的生活可能过得很好。
Doing good things and helping a lot of people and maybe preaching or teaching or doing whatever it is that you do for the glory of God.
现在你们可能也在传道，也可能在教导，也可能在帮助别人，把荣耀归给神。
But the way that God is most greatly glorified is that you are to die.
但是为了让神在你们身上得到最大的荣耀，就必须是。
So Jesus says it's time now for me to be glorified. Verse 24, he says, "I tell you the truth."
24节，我实实在在的告诉你们。
Unless a kernel of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed.
已经卖给多灾区资料人人数实力。
But if it dies, it produces many seeds.
若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
As long as that seed is alive, it's just there one seed.
如果这麦子呢，它活着也不过就是一粒麦子。
And you can hold up that seed and show it off. Look how good my seed looks up here. Look at my seed. It's a nice looking seed. See that?
我们是可以我们是可以夸奖这个麦子，我们就说，你看我这一粒麦子多漂亮，这么一粒麦子。
No matter how that kernel of wheat or that seed, it's not going to do a whole lot of good, and it's not going to bring a whole lot of fruit that will be down to the glory of God unless it goes into the ground and dies. Jesus said.
因为耶稣说，如果这一粒麦子如果不落在地里死掉，它就没有办法结出许多子粒来荣耀神。
What Jesus is in essence saying is, in order for me to live fulfilled in the will of God, in order for me to glorify God, I have to lay down my life. I have to die.
换句话说，耶稣正在告诉我们，让我们如果我们要完全的来成就神在我们身上的旨意的话，我们必须要死了。
And Jesus knew that.
耶稣知道。
He knew that from when he first came, from way back, Jesus knew that he was coming to earth to lay down his life.To be a ransom for men. He knew that. There was no question in his mind that he came. He was born to die.
从一开始，耶稣就知道，当他来到这世上的时候，他就知道他是来在这边为了要舍命做多人的赎价。一开始他就知道他来是要。
But it wasn't even easy for Jesus.
但是对耶稣来说，虽然他老早就知道了，仍然是非常的不容易。
He knew what he needed to do. He knew what his father said to him. He knew what would glorify his father. But it wasn't easy to die because it's never easy to die.
虽然他知道，父神派他来就是要死的，但是从来对他来说都不是容易的。
And he knelt there in the Garden of Gethsemane. You remember the story how he prayed and he sweat as it were great drops of blood. And he said, Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done.
就像在哥斯达黎园，耶稣在这边祷告的时候，山如雪顶而下。他说，父啊，如果可能，将这杯被离开我，但是不要照着我的意思，而是要照着你的意思。
And Jesus was willing to drink the cup.
耶稣愿意喝这个杯。
And Jesus was willing to fall to the ground and die.
耶稣愿意落在地里死。
He was willing to lay down his life.
他愿意舍下他的生命。
Easy no.
容易吗？不，绝对不容易。
Painful yes.
会不会很痛苦？
是的，是痛苦。Spiritually, physically, in every way.
不管在身体上、精神上的，在各样情绪上的，都非常的不容易，而且痛。
Well, if it was so difficult, Jesus said, why would you ever do that? Why did you do that?
如果是这么困难的话，我们说为什么耶稣你要这样做呢？
Because I delight to do His will.
因为我来的就是要成就神的旨
意。I want my Father to be glorified. That's why.My Father is most greatly glorified, not by my teaching, not by my preaching, not by my doing, but it's as I fall into the ground and die.
我父能够得到最大的荣耀，不是因为我的传道，不是因为我的教导，而是我落在地里死了。
Jesus went on to say the next verse, the man who loves his life will lose it.
然后耶稣继续说。爱惜自己生命的就失丧生命。
But the man who loses or hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life.
在这世上守护自己生命的就要保守生命。
Whoever serves me must follow me.
若有人服侍我就当跟从我。
And where my servant, and where I am my servant also will be.
我在哪里服侍我的人也要在那里。
Oh, where is Jesus on his way to the cross, on his way to crucifixion to death.
而耶稣在哪里呢？他就是走在要上十字架、要去舍己的道路上。
Did Thomas have a good idea?
多马他有这么一个好的建议。
Let's all go down.
我们也与他一同死。
It'd be so much better if we just all just to go die with him.
我们如果都能够与他一同死，那当然好的无比。
So that we can find.The $5 million life.
我们就可以得到那个五百万价值的生命。
So that we can exchange the little that we are, the nothing that we are, that we think we're so great, so special, but we're really nothing, and never can we be anything without Him.
我们有时候觉得我们自己很了不起，其实我们离了他，我们什么都不是，就是这么一点点，什么都不能。
Just fall into the ground and die.
但是如果我们落在地里时呢？
And it's a great forest fruit.
就能够结出许多子弟来。
That others see Jesus in us.
别人因就从我们身上看见主。
That others are drawn to Jesus through us.
别人可以因此而被主被吸引来到主面前。
If you lose your life, I tell you, you'll really find it.
如果我们是丧失我们的生命，我告诉你，你们就会得着。
I struggle with this myself.
我自己也有许多的挣扎。
Because life is made up of love choices.
因为我们的生命里面是充满选择。
I find myself not always consciously, but I find myself having to make choices whether or not I'm going to die to self or I'm going to live.
所以在生命里面呢，我就可以常常的发现，我们面临着这些抉择：我们到底是要为自己死呢，还是我们要我们要向主死？我们要为自己活呢，还是向主死
？Whether I'm going to let His Word dictate to me my life and let the strength of His abiding live out in me and through me, or whether it's going to be me.
我到底愿不愿意让主的话呢来掌管我的人生，并且让他的能力充满我，而从我生命中流出来，还是呢，我只是为了自己活？
Work out the things that I say, the things that I do.
还有呢，我们说的话，我们做的事。
Or am I grumbling and grumbling and complaining?
我是不是要是在这里的抱怨呢？
And the Bible says, do all things without murmuring and disputing.
或许我就说我不喜欢这个，我不喜欢那个，但是圣经却告诉我们，我们在这一切事情上不要抱怨。
Those are the choices that we need to make.
所以这些都是我们所面临的抉择。
Oh, but I feel like I'm complaining now. I have every right to.
我现在就是要抱怨，但是我有权利抱怨。
You think Jesus, you felt like complaining when they were putting him on a cross?
像当人们在定耶稣在十字架上的时候，他难道想抱怨吗？你不觉得他也同样有所有的权利来抱怨吗？但是我的圣经却告诉我，他不发言。
I guess he was doing the will of his father.
因为他是在成就父神的旨
意。I guess he was abiding and letting that life be lived out, and the fruit was showing forth.
因为他住在树里面，然后让树生的，让这个生命来变质。
It's very practical.
这是非常实际。
It's not somewhere up here at a spiritual level, and you leave it there from Sunday to Sunday.
我们所讲的不是一个很高的属灵道理，我们只有在主日的时候听。
It's every moment of every day.
就是每一天每一个时刻的生活。
I am crucified with Christ.
我与主同定死。
I reckon myself to be dead.
我靠我自己是死的。
It's like the man that was walking through the graveyard one night.
就有一个人呢，他有一天经过了一个坟场。
So he went home from work.
因为他下班了要回家。
There was a shortcut, and he'd cut through the cemetery every night on the way home.
所以呢，这然后他就找了一个捷径，每天下班的时候就穿过一个坟场。
This one day he decided that he was a little tired and he wanted to just sit down and rest a little bit. He was a carpenter. He has tools on him and the belt that the carpenters wear.He sat down under a tree just for 5 minutes.
有一天呢，他实在很累了，他就想说他坐一下歇一歇。他是一个木匠，所以他带了各样的工具在身上。
But after 5 minutes had gone by, he was out.
那他原来只想坐了五分钟，但是五分钟之后呢，他就睡着了。
And he was sleeping there for quite a while.
他就睡了一会儿。
And when he opened his eyes, it was already dusk. It was getting dark out.And although he didn't mind walking to the cemetery in the daylight, he didn't want to be there at night. As he was, waking himself up, he noticed that there was a grave that was just off to the side. Somebody had been buried that day, and the dirt was still out and hadn't been put over into the gravesite.
深深躺下，太阳升起来的时候，他就看见有一个坟墓呢，是新的坟墓，所以那个土还没有完全的埋上去。
And so he got up and he was getting ready to leave.
所以他起来了，他决定要离开了。
And he heard from down in that hole, he heard some movement.
所以他就看见那边那个新挖的这个坟，有一些动静。
actually want to run, but he was intrigued by that sound that he was hearing. So he started to go, but then he went, curiosity. And he looked over into that 6 foot deep hole. Saw the casket there. And then he heard some like banging, tapping. So he pulled out his hammer and he pulled out some nails and he jumped into the hole. And he took those nails and he started to hammer the top of that casket shut. And he hammered the nails and he said, "What's dead must stay dead." If you've been crucified with Christ, if you've died with him, every once in a while you need to jump in the hole. You need to get some Holy Ghost nails in your awesome space. And he can say, "What's dead must stay dead. I am alive unto God. I am living in him. I am not my own." And you might find yourself jumping in that hole an awful lot. But count to the finish line. Reckon yourself dead. Dead to self, dead to sin. But alive unto Christ. Abiding in him. Showing forth his praise and glorifying his name.
We bow our heads this
morning
in prayer.
I started out by saying this morning, hey, I think that there are many people who don't abide in Christ as they so want to.
在我信息开始的时候，我说今天有许多的基督徒没有住在基督里，因为他们不愿意。
But I can, because of strength in me.
但是呢，靠着那加我力量的，我可以。
It will help you also.
因为也可以帮助你。
And sometimes I look at my life and I say, where's the fruit?
有时候我喜欢审查我的生命，到底。
Is God being glorified in me at all? Do I ever throw a party in Jesus' honor and invite people and they come because of what Jesus has done for me and I get to share and tell them? And I don't know about you, but I'd like to do that. Lord, you saved me, you put me here so that I may glorify you. And here's my chance. What do I have left? 20 years? 10 years? I don't know. How many years left do I have, Lord, to glorify you? Oh, Lord, I don't want to waste my life. I want to invest my life.
是吧，我不希望能够啊，我不希望浪费我的时间，我要从神来，我的生命投资。我不希望啊，爱惜我的生命，我要失去，失去我的生命。I
want to trade in my life, which is precious to me, for the life that you have, which is much more wonderful.
我要把我认为我这个真实的生命，我要来跟你换你这个美好的生命。I
want to abide in Christ.
我要住在基督里。
And I want that life of Jesus to abide in me. And I want fruit to grow. And I want more fruit to grow. Because I want my Father to be glorified. Dear Lord Jesus, you know every one of us here this morning sitting in your presence.
耶稣基督，你知道我们这每一个坐在你面前的人。We
thank you, dear Father, this morning that you're concerned over every one of us.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你顾念我们每一位。This
isn't for few old people.
这不是只是为一些年长的。
It's not for few the fanatics.
或是一些宗教狂。
But this life is for every single one of us.
但是这个生命是为了我们每一位的。
Whether we're young people in school or older people at work or retired.
不管是为了孩子们，还在上学的孩子们，或是已经退休的老人家。
Your call is for every single individual one of us.
你呼召了我们每一位。
And Lord, can you hear the call this morning?
今天早上我们听见你的呼召。
We realize the requirement in the laying down our lives and dying.
我们也知道我们必须要舍己。
And unless we do that, we abide alone. But if we do, we bring forth fruit. We get it, Lord. We understand.
我们明白，除非我们舍己，不然的话，我们就是一个人，我们没有办法结果子。
But Lord, I don't know if I can.
但是我不知道我到底可以吗？有人说你说得到吗
？Sounds a little hard beyond my ability.
听起来非常的困难，是我们力所不及的。
Lord, help us to realize none of us have any ability to do anything.
但是主要让我们明白，我们没有一个人有这个能力能够做任何事。
We just want to plug in, Lord, and we want the life to begin to flow.
但是我们就希望把我们自己的生命接在你的生命上，让你的生命能够从我们里面流出
来。In our lives, you may be glorified.
所以你可以在我们的生命里头荣耀。
Lord, take us everyone just right where we are, just where we stand spiritually. Just take us the way we are this morning.
主啊，今天早上我们就求你接纳我们，照着我们属灵的本相来接纳我们。
And begin to work in us the desire to abide in Christ.
在我们里面创一个真实的渴慕，让我们渴慕来进入基督里。
And work in us the desire to get out of the way.
让我们有一个这个渴慕，我们要自己舍下我们自己来让位让你来。
Please, Lord, help us.
主啊，求你来帮助我们。
We're best weak, Lord, but you're strong.
虽然我们软弱，但是你刚强。
And we look to you for the help that we need this morning, Jesus.
我们仰望你，今天早晨我们仰望你来帮助我们。
We pray it in your precious name.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
For your glory, for your glory.
为着你的荣耀，为着你的荣耀主。
That we might bring forth much fruit.
我们能够更多的结果。
And Lord, where you need to prune and cut us back, and where you need to get after us and reprove and chasten, good Lord, please go right ahead.
如果我们需要被修剪干净，我们需要被管教，主啊，就让你来做。
That we might bring forth even more fruit.
所以我们能够结果子更多。
And Lord, in closing, we want to say thank you.
最后主啊，我们要说谢谢你。
Thank you, Jesus, for being willing to die for us.
谢谢主啊，你愿意为我们死。
Lord, it's love beyond our comprehension.
你的爱是超过我们所能想象。
That you should die for me.
让你为我们，居然为我死。
That you would be willing to leave heaven.
你愿意离开天堂。
You would leave $1 million. You left heaven to come down to find $1 million to us.
你不是只是有100万，而是你离开了天家，你到我们的身上来找那100万。
Jesus, thank you.
主啊，谢谢你，谢谢你。
Thank you for not just preaching and teaching and doing good. Thank you for dying.
谢谢你来，不是只是来传道、来教导。
Because you did, Jesus, you didn't abide alone, but you got a lot of fruit.
因着你的死，你如今得到许多的果子。
You got lives that have been redeemed by your precious blood.
许多的生命因着你的宝血而被赎。
People who've been straightened out from lives of sin, way down deep in sin, but you've come, you've saved us and washed us.
许多人啊，我们深深的被罪恶捆绑，但是你来了，却使我们得洁净。
We just thank you for your great love.
主啊，我们感谢你的大爱。
For being willing to come to us.
你愿意为了我们的罪而来。
And now help us to be willing also.
主啊，今天早上你也帮助我们，让我们也愿意。
That we might be the channels through which you can flow and show your love.
我们可以成为你的愈合，你的管道，使你的生命从我们里面流出来的彰显。主啊，谢谢你，谢谢主。今天早晨我们就回复他的答案。
This church not as a just as an individual, you get to hear an answer.
我们每一个人是这人的个人，
来
回应他。
I want to abide in you.
主耶稣，我愿意住在你里面。
I want to live in you, Jesus.
主啊，我要住在你里面。
And I want you to live out your life in me.
我希望你能够从我的生命里面活出来。
And I will lay down my life for your sake. I will die with you, Jesus.
主啊，我愿意为了你。使下我的生命，我愿意与你同行。
Jesus, by your grace,
主啊，因着你的恩典，我们愿意。
哈
利路亚。
Maybe there is some that we just pray in closing. Pray for all of us.Thank you.